This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
852, and the New York Attorney General's office now investigating after a deadly officer involved shooting of a teenager following a chase on Friday. That's how it started. Body camera video now posted on the Utica law enforcement office's website. Three officers are now on administrative leave after they stopped those kids who were walking Friday night. One officer fired at the boy, later identified as a 13-year-old who died at the hospital. And we heard from the police chief, Mark Williams, who was jeered by protesters over the weekend at a news conference.
The youth displayed what appeared to be a handgun.
In the body camera video, the footage that was released over the weekend, it appears a teen was shot while on the ground. One officer is later heard saying, "It was one shot, it was me."
Right, and joining us now to talk about this case is, in Central New York, is former Utica Police Lieutenant Steve Houck. Steve, thank you for the time. I know it's been a busy morning for you.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for having me on.
So I know that you're familiar with the case, the city, and some of those involved because you were the PIO for the Utica Police Department years ago. I think you knew right away that this case was not handled well, and I understand that you have to be careful here because we don't have all of the facts yet. But looking at the video, and maybe you can talk a little bit about the significance of the body cam video here, but where was the first mistake made?
Well, I think that the actions of the officers during the incident itself were well within lines of reason, and I think in the end the Attorney General is probably going to find that the shooting was justified. I think where the incident itself started to veer off was during the press conference, as the clip you just played. The public was brought in, and there was it was a refugee community, so there was at least a few hundred people in attendance, many of those family members. So as you can imagine, it was pretty emotional situation. So I think that's where it started to veer from, became almost a Jerry Springer-ish. But the incident itself, I think the officers were acted properly. The initial stop occurred because the crime prevention unit was made aware of previous robberies that occurred on that particular area. The suspects were described as Asian males, one riding a bike and one not, which is the exact description of the people that were involved in this incident. And when the officer goes to conduct a pat down, the 13-year-old runs. As you can see in the body cam footage, there's a couple instances where he appears to turn around and be holding the gun in his hand. And then he's tackled and then the shot is fired.
And the press conference that you mentioned was unusual. I think it was the effort of the city's mayor and the police chief to be as transparent as possible, and that really just backfired.
Yeah, and as you know, I've conducted many of these myself, and I teach it throughout the country. The goal of any press conference like that is to share information. So if we judge it based on that criteria alone, the press conference was a failure because they had to stop it. They weren't able to really share much information at all, take almost no questions. So again, with that criteria, I think that it had the best of intentions. I think they wanted to, the public showed up. They didn't want to exclude them. However, we have to look at what the end goal is, and the end goal is to share information, and clearly that didn't happen.
One note that we heard from law enforcement in Utica is that the teenager had aimed an object that was later determined to be a pellet gun during the foot chase, but it did resemble evidently a real-life Glock, I do believe, right?
Yeah. In fact, I would invite your listeners to just all you have to do is Google, Glock pellet gun versus a real gun, and you'll see side by side it's indistinguishable, and that's looking at a photograph. You can imagine late at night, running at full speed, dimly lit, nearly impossible. In fact, I would also point them to some of the body cam footage where you can see the officer who fired the shot picks the gun up off the ground that the 13-year-old had, and he opens the action to look inside to see if there's a bullet, and he looks at it, and it almost as if he doesn't even know what he's looking at. He closes it, he opens it again, because the interior doesn't resemble a real weapon. In fact, he hands that off to another officer that arrives and says, "I think it's a .22." So clearly he thought it was a real gun. And not every police officer is an armorer or an expert in handguns. So, but he clearly believed based on that footage. And those are, you know, we look at evidence like that, these spontaneous utterances, as fact, because they're in the moment. People aren't thinking of how it's going to come out. They just say it. So to me, I don't think there's any question that he felt that was a real handgun.
Right. He's not trying to, at that point, realize the fact that afterward this is going to be dissected and triple dissected, and also that it's going to become international news.
That's right. And so, and listen, I've encountered many of these in my career, and I can tell you that the technology, if you will, and the production has gotten better and better. So they are very hard, even just setting them down on a table side by side. It's very, very hard to distinguish between a real gun and a replica or a pellet gun.
All right, we appreciate the time and the insight. Go ahead and reset. And we're actually able to speak with you because of the connection that Christine has to the Utica community. So we appreciate and value the time.
Yes, so grateful for you taking the time to speak with us again. Former Utica Police Lieutenant Steve Houck, and we appreciate the time and your insight this morning. Very valuable.
Obviously, the ongoing investigation will take weeks, if not longer, to ultimately pull together all of the facts and ultimately determine what happens to law enforcement officers, three who are now on administrative leave.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.